Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Try one more time.
Try what?
Listen one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. How's that?
How many dicks you've had in a week?
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Death ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. Ooh. Let's love.
We
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
11 dicks, stick it in.
We just ruined that song for all
it's
of you.
It's true.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 dicks.
Y'all, come at us. Welcome to 90 Day Gays.
Welcome to 90 Day Gays.
This is episode we're talking about today. It's Before the 90 Day, season 4.
It's finally over.
Episode 15, the never-ending story.
Never-ending story. Da 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 da. Nice harmony.
Turn around. Tell me what you see. There's Lisa looking at you. I don't want to see her pee.
Oh,
we really should have written lyrics for that. But y'all,
and Usman looks like Falcor.
It's true. He does.
If you don't know who Falcor is, you need to watch that fucking movie. Some of y'all youngsters out there have never seen the Neverending Story.
That would be a good one for watching chat.
I'd rather you not suggest things to me.
I'm just
you know
saying
what? It's very tragic. It's actually very tragic.
It is.
Turn
very
your
tragic.
Phone away, please.
It is. My phone's on silent.
Yeah, but I just saw it light up.
Oh, I got to pick up a UPS package at a mailbox.
That's for me, I think. Someone sent me some vitamin tonic.
Vitamin C tonic. Wow. Well, I'm glad you're just using this podcast as a means to just get free shit.
Yeah, you didn't have that idea. I had the idea first. That's why.
You just got a chocolate dick in the mail.
I know, from Julia Cass.
What did you do when you opened it?
I busted out laughing.
You can't open things now without videoing it.
I took pictures.
It's not the same.
Fine.
Is that the guys on Scruff when they want to see a video of you getting ramrodded? You're like, here's
I'm like,
pictures.
I don't have a picture. They're like, why are you wearing a wildebeest mask? we were talking to our IT tech audio sound person last night,
yeah.
Patrick. And we were talking about my camming.
I said Poodle's camming.
And Patrick's like, oh, he's like, I never really figured you for that. He's like, wait, oh, I thought you were like doing it for money. Patrick thought I was a sex worker. There's anything wrong with that.
Y'all, you got to do what you got to do in times of COVID.
I mean, but if I was kind of flattered.
If you got some nice boobs and some pretty lingerie and some fat guy in Ohio wants to pay you
go
to just
get
think,
that shit.
Get that shit. But the fact that Poodle could do that is hysterical.
But the fact that Patrick actually thought I was making money on the internet by selling sexual favors.
It's pretty great.
He believed it.
It's pretty great.
You know, I've never felt so alive.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, we're going to jump into this real quick. We just want to do a couple
Any
of
more
things.
Announcements?
We just want to mention that our the Gatreon
y'all,
is up, y'all.
The new Gatreon is live. Gatreon 2.0.
So what's going to happen is, so now we have three tiers. We have a $15 tier, an $8 tier, and then the $5 tier. The $8 tier that you're getting now is basically our Bi-Curious episodes, which that's coming out this week.
Yes.
We're going to be
Smothered.
We're going to be doing Smothered. Oh,
on TLC.
My God. I saw a preview of, like, the little person singing and her saying, my mother supports my music career. And I was like, well, maybe she sings really well. And then they showed a clip.
Yeah.
And I went, Jake's going to have a big problem with this.
I have a problem with the show in principle. It's one of the few reality shows, y'all, I've actually had to turn off.
Why
because
are
it makes me so uncomfortable.
Why are these women, why does a mother and daughter need to shower together?
Oh, that was disturbing.
I don't understand it.
They need to bring in some type of codependent therapist.
And this is even beyond our scope. This is like people with doctorates.
Yeah, it is. They need to bring in a team for the people who shower together.
Is.
I do like the Italian mom in Chicago who looks like Gene Simmons.
She does. And the Asian mom who's fucking brutal is hilarious.
She's the shady bitch. But the mom who licks her kid, the little person daughter, I had a real hard time with that.
Woo!
That's a pathology.
Anyway, y'all, we're going to be jumping into that this week.
I'm going to have to take some Pepto-Bismol before I watch that.
We have a lot this week because we have this. We have self-quarantine.
Just now self-soothed, but thank you for working me back up.
There's Labor of Love, and we've got...
Talk about Labor of Love. That's what this podcast, that's what this season has been for us.
So anyway, you can check out all that. And for people at the $15 tier, we are still deciding when in June... we're going to be doing our YouTube live. So we'll talk to y'all about that. And then also, we'll also talk about on the Patreon how you can get your sissy shout out.
Yeah. And for you guys asking also, sissy spotlight. You fucked that up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again.
Standing in your spotlight.
No, I need to say this to make this clear. Sissy spotlight. I'm trying to fix your mistake.
What mistake? Do it again.
Sissy spotlight.
Nerd. Do, do, do.
I'm going to wait till you're done because I want to make things clear because this is why people get confused because you run off of the mouth and say something wrong.
I never do anything confusing like email everybody at 2
like
a.m.
Email everyone at 2 a.m. on Patreon. People were like, did you just hit reply all?
I got White Claw wasted last night, y'all, and I emailed
everyone on the Patreon woke up to like 11 emails. You pulled a Pam who replied all to everyone about a fucking potluck she was having at her house. I was embarrassed. I was, you know, I don't get embarrassed very easily. I was just embarrassed. We need to talk about, anyway, at the $50 tier, there's something is called the Sissy Spotlight, and you can leave a 1-minute voicemail about anything on our Google voicemail that we'll email it to you on our Patreon, and you can talk about it. You can talk about, as I said, a 90-day person. You can rant about your fucking partner or your, as I said, one of your kids is being a dick right now.
Whatever.
Rant about that or something's going on in the world. You can rant about us.
And we'll play.
You can come for me if you want.
And we'll play it in the show. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't.
Yep.
We'll
and
see.
And anyway, but that's the Sissy Spotlight.
Yeah.
We still do the shout outs at the end, and those are just randomly chosen by us.
Yes. So anyway, that'll all be in the Patreon. So
I had too much coffee.
Good.
This is gonna be a crazy one.
Woo.
Okay, first of all, I wanna say this is the final episode of this season. And we've been in this season since 2011, it feels like. Every episode has brought me closer to
finding a way to put out a contract hit on every one of these people.
Yeah, it's true. I want to go back and look at how many episodes of 90 Day Fiancé
this has got to be the longest.
Are.
Because you mean before the 90 days.
Before the 90 days. Because I feel like they basically were like, fuck, this quarantine happened. We need some more shows to fill in. Let's
they
go back to the
re-edited
stretch.
They definitely re-edited it. This last episode was almost, there was no, we've already finished our stories for Ed. Like, no one, there's not a single person who actually asked to see Ed's reunion with Tiffany. No one out there.
And you know what? And I just looked. Season two of before, because this is season three, right?
Four.
Oh, this is season four. Season two had 11 episodes. That's including the tell-all.
And this is 15, right?
This is 15.
It has felt like a long season, besides that everyone's garbage on it.
And but season three, this is the longest. Season three had 13 episodes and then a two-part tell-all.
Okay.
So they added two more full episodes.
It still felt long.
It was too long. I bet they were planning on 13 episodes, and they said, how can we get two more episodes out of this?
Yeah, they milked those teats, y'all.
Because
like a 60-year-old woman breastfeeding.
We're going to talk about this. I mean, 90 Day Fiancé Today Instagram already said this, but they basically said, Yolanda's story is so fake, even the producers and the camera crew left.
That is the truth. I noticed that too.
I'm telling you, they were like, we've got nothing left. And they called and said, film some shit.
Film some shit. The daughter's like, I think I've got a camera up when I was taking that film studies class.
Well, we know Yolanda's got a camera for when she sent the Williams the news.
When she was camming. Mm-hmm. Where she charged.
Anyway.
Yo, let's just get into this
let's
put these fuckers to bed and like put a nail in this coffin.
We only got two more. The tell-all looks good, though.
Yeah,
we have not watched it. I know a lot of you it leaked because Emily fucking leaked it, but because she doesn't know how to fucking set a private setting. That's what I've heard.
Wow, you came for her.
But, that's pretty dumb.
You mean Emily from the show?
Emily from the show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Erica.
Same thing, E word.
I thought you were calling one of our sissies dumb.
No.
That's what I was going to say.
Never.
Because someone did post it in the squad. I think it was Chris. Chris.
No, they're all thirsty dick pigs. They're not dumb. They're just like, give me that content. I need my 90 days. All in. Ram it in me raw. Yeah, sorry. Erica,
not Emily.
It. Yeah, she's the one that leaked this. We should also, we have one more announcement, and then we'll jump in.
Oh, Jesus.
We're recording it tomorrow, I'm not sure, but y'all, we're doing a crossover with Cray Cray.
Yes! Again. Oh, that's a good one.
Talking about what's coming up, and...
it'll be out probably next week, probably.
Probably next week, so...
90-day Cray Cray, by the way.
So, Kim and Kyle, we love them.
Yeah,
if I can get Poodle not to hit on Kyle.
Me?
Yeah.
You talk about how his voice sounds sexy.
No, I've not said one thing. I just have agreed with you because I didn't want you to feel shamed.
Oh, right. So we always have a good time when we're with those guys.
We are.
Some of you have found us through them, and we're very grateful for that. Y'all, if you don't know Kim and Kyle,
find them through us.
Find
they're
them
wonderful.
Through us. It's a wonderful. Our show's very different than theirs. Yeah. But people like
theirs is a bit more factual. Just a
bit. Kim usually knows things.
they actually do research.
Yeah, and Kyle usually has well thought out arguments about things, and you won't find that here.
He does get kind of drunk some episodes, and I enjoy that. His voice sounds gravelly and sexy.
It's there you go.
You know what? Maybe I did say something.
It's the only way. Some drinking is the only way to watch BGL, Baby
unless,
Girl Lisa.
Unless you're sober. Then that's fine, too.
Then you need to, like, smoke cigarettes or eat chocolate or something.
Or just, like, snap your wrist with a rubber band so you don't feel the pain while watching Lisa. Anyway, y'all.
Let's get into it.
They had a fight.
Shocking.
Shocking.
This is only the night 489th fight this season.
Mm-hmm. They had a fight.
And she stormed off.
She was like. Somebody said, one of my coworkers said, you should make a t-shirt or a coffee mug that just says, I'm done. Because that's what she says all the time. I'm done.
She's been done since episode three, actually.
And I appreciated them saying that, but I don't want to make any merch that's associated with Lisa.
I don't want to see her Yoda face.
No.
People have put, y'all, people have put Yoda's and meshed baby girl Lisa's face, and it looks super appropriate.
Strikingly real. Anyway, so he goes and finds out, picks her up, or goes to the hotel room, and he's basically like, which is true, he's like, you just get, you know, I have to give it to Usman.
You just get my anger up quick.
Well, and he says, you get so, and he says, you get angry quick, too. We don't need to do that. He does talk to her very, very calmly.
He does, because he knows, like a feral cat, she'll scratch him in the face if he doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like a charging rhino or something. I would also just want to add that Muhammad, his older brother, looked at Usman and said, this is not a good marriage.
Yeah.
And I think all of us are sitting at home thinking, same, Muhammad.
Same. Muhammad could get it.
I think the other brother's cuter.
Oh, that's the brother I'm picking up. Sorry.
You're going to be in 10 to 15 years.
Oh, I won't remember a thing.
Like, it's going to be, I have to, like, hold your hand tell you what your name. It's really bad.
I'm going to need to get famous so I have an assistant who tells me who's coming.
You just call everyone sugar and like, darling.
And they're like, I'll probably start, when I turn 60, I'll probably turn to darling. Because sugar when you're 60 is weird, but darling.
The story about Carol Lawrence, the original Maria from West Side Story, was that through her whole life, she never remembered anyone's name. And so she just calls everyone, oh, darling. And then she did say something to someone. She goes, what's your name again? Oh, I promise I'll learn it by opening night. I've used that line all the time. Like, I promise I'll learn your name by opening night.
Which a guy's like, why are you saying that to me? I'm fucking you. I don't get it. I'm inside you right now.
I'm like, I'm going to forget yours as soon as you leave. Anyway.
So they have this fight.
Are you going to marry me tomorrow?
Yeah.
I know why I'm not going to marry you. It's not because you're a celebrity.
This quote was so removed from reality.
It's because you give a good raw dog. That's why I'm going to marry you. You raw dog me right. You take my vulva to places never been.
No vulva. I'm glad we've just taught you where the vulva was for the first time.
It's true.
And it really is the whole area. It's
you
the whole
can
outside.
Show me the world. Shine and shimmery. Splendid.
No.
Of all the world.
No.
I haven't shaved since 62. Just spit out my hair. There's a lot down there. And get your mouth on my lips.
Stop!
A whole new world.
I'm so happy we get to say bye to her. And,
so are my vocal
and the word vulva for a while.
Y'all, we just ruined Aladdin. I'm sorry.
There's so much hair. I haven't shaved since 62.
You know what? But it was good because you let me keep going.
I did.
But now you regret it.
It's kind of like when you're driving and you see an accident. You're like, don't look. I'm not supposed to look. But you look anyway and you see someone with their arm severed. And you're like, why did I look?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Anyways. So let's just keep going. And she did say,
it's only going to get better and better.
Well, yeah, I guess there's nowhere to go but up.
No,
And
Usman, he got really dramatic. He was like, I have never denied your love.
Yeah, he's I will not deny you now. I will marry you. What a romantic thing to say.
Yeah. Somebody wants that visa like nobody's business.
I can't. I mean, it's like, I cannot say no to you now.
Can you hand me one of those Goethe's pastilles after Lisa? I'm ravaged, y'all. It's like my throat got fucked by a 10-inch Brazilian dick.
It's Goethe's pastilles. Or some say Grether's.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Okay, so moving on. There the next day, she's there just like looking at him going, and I said, imagine waking up to that. That the and first thing you see in the morning.
And her eyes get kind of big and she's like, get up. Get up. Gotta get married.
Gotta get married.
Ooh. I'm gonna sit on that face.
God, that's he actually she her vagina actually inhales his face.
It kind of looks like when people are like when someone's abducted by an alien and the mothership just goes
tractor beams.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, baby girl, baby girl.
No.
Sorry,
like a Venus flytrap. Like a Venus twat. A Venus fly twat.
You know what? We get some reviews that people say we're funny but vulgar. That's fair.
It's fair. That's if someone put funny but vulgar as a pull quote, I love that. Never said it was a family show.
I prefer filthy and funny.
I agree. So he's like, come see your king. And he looks good. Then she puts on this dress, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I have a couple of comparisons.
Y'all.
It's like they designed a first communion dress for a woman who was like 58.
Yeah. For a woman who was somehow knocked unconscious at like 12 or 8 and then woke up and she was 60. And they said, you know what? You never get to have this communion dress. You're an emotional child. Let's make you
this
dress.
We're
going to
make your first communion dress. Or I also said, like a bad figure skating kind of dress that was like with the with the stuff at the top. Or like a prom dress from like 1997.
Oh.
Where there was a lot of like sheer fabric.
There was a lot of sheers in 97. And it was the sheer, and then it was like the little alien circles everywhere.
Yes. Oh, just, those little cutouts were the worst.
And also, too,
I didn't get those cutouts.
Y'all, get sheer fabric or cutouts if you have pretty tattoos.
True. It was so ugly.
She doesn't have pretty. I mean, the wedding ring is literally over her tattoo of the wedding ring. So I guess we're not getting that one removed.
Yeah.
This one's like, it's fine. She
she's like, look at my Cinderella gown. That's Cinderella's gown if the mice had been drunk.
No, nope. That's a girl named Katie whose boyfriend never picked her up from prom.
Cinderella gown, I screamed, laughed.
I screamed. It was, and then the pièce de résistance. Y'all, I looked, and she came out, and I said, well, wow, Lisa's hair looks really... Is that a plastic clip on top of her head?
That's a plastic clip.
She got married in a fucking plastic...
In a banana clip.
In a banana... Well, not a banana clip, but it's
true.
I know what a banana clip is because of Becky Drummond in sixth grade.
Yes.
She always wore a banana clip, and I loved her hair.
Shut up.
Anyway, she's still pretty. Her husband's hot.
Who cares?
Anyway...
Where were you?
No, just I'm still a banana or a plastic fucking clip. Even just a short little hair tie.
Or like a ribbon or something like that.
There's in Nigeria, they have bobby pins. I know they do.
I don't think that this was the expensive catered affair that she wanted her wedding to be. I also want to say that Usman said, baby love, you need to wear a brassiere with this.
He did. He was like, your tits are low. Which made me think of, do your tits hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a cotton set of soda? Do your tits hang low?
Now the point, we're not even just guessing what to do at the end. It's always a raspberry. So you guys, so they get married. They're at the marriage registry, which just sounds as romantic as it seems.
This one does look nice.
He does. I said everyone sitting in the audience of the marriage registry looks like they've just eaten some bad shrimp. They're just trying to hold it. There's just, y'all, no one is happy.
They're nauseous as fuck.
Everyone's, seriously, you know that kind of when you have, like, you eat something, you're like, oop, don't need this. But, like, after a, like 5 or 10 minutes after, you're like, I'm on the edge of something right here. I'm on the edge of glory, and I'm thinking about pooping.
You're percolating, as
yeah,
Poodle
you're
said.
Percolating. Like a coffee pot, yep. A percolator.
Go. And you're like, whoa.
Y'all, come at me if you've been percolating times. You're like, I need to get to the bathroom stat.
Mother looks the sickest and the most pissed.
Oh, yeah. Mother to eating a whole handful of those bad shrimp.
Mother Usman is like, wow. Wow. Yeah, I really raised this dumb motherfucker.
She also said, I'm expecting children. Then you need to get your eyes checked.
I don't know
what to tell Mother Usman.
I think a marriage between myself and Usman could get children quicker than Lisa.
I think it's fair.
You know, my asshole would evolve eventually.
Evolve.
Give it a million years.
It's more hospitable than Lisa's womb, I'm sure.
It is.
Which is just like an ashtray.
At least I've had glitter up there.
Oh, I don't want to know. So then we go to the reception, you guys, and of course she's got a second dress.
Now, this dress was pretty.
It's
actually
a red dress, yeah.
And the goal and the way it fit, this I thought
she looked the best she had all
I
season.
I thought this yep. the best she had. See y'all. When so Lisa, if you're listening, you're thinking these guys are horrible.
She looked good in her head wrap too.
When you look like shit, we'll tell you to look like shit. But when you look great, we'll tell you.
Yeah. I doubt she listens to our show. She listens probably 5 minutes and turns it off.
Oh, I bet she couldn't even make it through the first episode. Maybe when you call her the most vile person in 90 Day Fiancé history.
Look what you have done to her.
What?
You have made her literally a monster.
No, I made Lisa sex positive.
That sounds like Jabba the Hutt.
Wolfman. Solo.
So you guys, everyone is
they go to
everyone's
Coco
dancing.
Cafe. They go to Coco Cafe.
Coco Cafe. And he sings his song, I'll be there for you. Everybody, and she like loses her mind.
Yeah. Totally loses his mind.
My husband.
She does do that every time
everything.
She sings. You can tell that does activate the nether regions.
What, every time he sings? Oh, yeah.
It's like...
Then she says, I feel like I'm in a Cinderella story. Again, this is the Grimm's fairy tale Cinderella story.
Well, she can't dance with him because in Nigeria, women can't dance with men. Only men can dance together. And I'm actually fine with that.
This sounds like a custom I would enjoy.
I think we maybe need to go there.
Like the kind of dancing that I've done when someone puts their hand in my pants.
Uh-huh. And this is how we do it, is playing, and he's grinding his teeth and rubbing up against them. It's a very vivid picture, y'all, because I've seen it very vividly.
This is how we do it.
Boy.
Been there. So,
Poodle becomes like animalistic when he gets drunk and dances.
I do. If you want to see me dancing, I'm grinding. I usually do a move
it's
where I go all the way to the floor and I look like a stripper.
It's low
it's
pelvic
so
stuff. It's kind of.
Dancing is all done through the pelvis for me. And it's very sexual. I've done it where when there have been younger people around and I had to stop doing it. It's actually you would become aroused if you saw it. So
Usman's mom was not there. She just wasn't feeling well. Just got sick, y'all.
It's that shrimp, y'all.
That shrimp.
She had way too many shrimps.
So
the next day, that's all I have about the wedding. She is crying into the microphone.
There is this idea we really see it comes full circle of something.
Y'all, brides shouldn't speak at a reception. Let everyone else speak. You're going to cry. Let the reception be for everybody else.
Yeah,
because
that's
give
really
you
what
something.
It's for. You've got the lifetime together.
Yeah.
Usman or Lisa, this whole baby girl Lisa and all this is making sense now, is that there is trauma and a part of her is stuck in this, like,
never grew up.
Talking so much about a Disney wedding and all this, I'm like, Cinderella and all this shit, I'm like,
yeah, it was red flags everywhere.
Yeah,
there was some kind of trauma that stuck her in being 16.
Yeah,
yeah,
I agree. Or yeah, and I think if I talk to Lisa, and y'all, we can probably tell from her voice.
We're not going
to
do that.
We're not. I don't think she had a childhood. I don't think she had much of a childhood. I bet she grew up real quick and real hard.
I mean,
probably had a hard life.
Through the season, I've come to empathize with her a little bit.
Yeah, my heart goes out to her on that.
She's still absolutely awful.
Yeah, I think it was
probably her environment made her that way.
Yeah.
And her kind of caregivers, as they say, probably weren't as kind as they could have been.
And we could do that. You know, that's one thing I've been listening to. Well, Poodle and I have both been talking about. We've been listening and watching a lot of Brene Brown right now. Y'all, she's getting this through. Come at her. She's amazing.
Unlocking Us is fantastic,
y'all.
It is
fantastic.
Podcast.
And so, yeah, she's actually going to have a really prominent African-American teacher of hers on this week. So I'm excited. But one thing she talks about, and I realize that we do, is that we can hold both things for people. We can say, I empathize with you, Lisa.
And I feel for you.
And you had a horrible childhood. And you're a POS.
Yeah. You're garbage.
You're gross.
Yep.
I think that's fine.
Yep. Me too.
We're seeing the whole picture.
She's going, getting on the plane. She got married and just flew out.
Literally.
So
they're walking to the airport, and he's still, at this point, I'm like, stop singing the fucking one-hit wonder. Write her another song.
I agree.
That's what he should have done. He should have sang another song at the reception.
Now, that's a true sign of a musician. If you write a song.
I don't think he's a musician.
Truth. So, you guys, he tells her before, he's like, when you lay down tonight, hug the pillow and think of me.
No, she says that.
Oh, that's right.
She says that. Poodle watched last night when he was drinking, y'all. I might have to clarify something.
I will say, an old misshapen pillow is pretty close to what Lisa feels like.
That is exactly. Yeah.
Just go to the shower and get some wet hair that's in the drain.
Yeah.
Put it on top of the pillow. You got a pretty good,
that's a Lisa,
pretty good substitute.
Put a little plastic clip on top to hold that hair there, and it'll feel like home. Feel like home.
Hair from the drain with a plastic clip on a pillow.
Put your phone in there and put it on vibrate, and then just call it and put it up to your crotch. And
you can get off that way.
Uh-huh.
And just have it repeat to yourself, vulva, over and over again.
So Lisa, she's getting on the plane. Is he going to be faithful to me? I don't know. We're applying for an espouse, Lisa. And then as we end this couple, we hear a really amazing song in 90 Day Fiancé history. I think that it was called Woohoo, My Heart, My Start.
Yes, something
like
that. Because
that was the lyrics were literally, Woohoo, my heart, my start.
You had my heart from the start.
Which is one of the most basic. I thought you would. Did you not? Oh, I did. I can. Yeah.
Wow.
This is a song by Taylor Slow. Taylor Slow, and she really hasn't had that much of a career. She's tried. She's played in many Tom Thumbs.
Yes.
Lots of
malls right near the loading dock.
They call her the person at HEB we don't want to hear anymore.
Yep.
She applied in L.A. to the Rock and Roll Ralphs on Hollywood. Didn't get in. But if she's not on Apple Music, she's on
Orange Music.
Orange Music. Music is spelled with a Z.
Uh-huh.
If you Google Orange Music or download that app, you'll get a lot of spam, and someone will get your phone number.
They're going to take your social security number.
But you can download Taylor Slow's latest hit.
Yep. That's
Woo-hoo,
all that matters. Woohoo.
My Heart. My Start.
So
anyway,
I had one more thing to say about this whole story.
Sure, one more thing, and then we'll take a break.
This, they're trying, but they've made them seem so dysfunctional the whole time, and then the editing is trying to make, oh, what a beautiful story.
Didn't work
out.
Don't
do this to us, TLC.
It's
don't make it seem like it's her romantic. I do not accept this.
It's
I
not
do not
love.
Accept this editing.
No.
Everyone knows this is not love. No. Everyone.
This can't be love because it's not. That's how
this can't be love. It's not.
It's not.
Shut up, Cole Porter. We don't need a whole song. Anyway, that's all I got of this. Y'all, we should take a quick little break.
Yes, we'll be right back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Okay, let's jump in. I'm glad that I don't have can't rest my voice after that.
Did you want to stop?
No.
That's fine. Now he won't stop because he doesn't want to seem weak.
I'm not weak. I'm strong.
Strong. Okay.
We're to David and Lana.
David and
We're
Lana.
We're wrapping up this story, y'all. Anyway, so Dave, hold on. Do you hear that?
What is?
Oh, someone's knocking.
You have a delivery, I think.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
We'll pause it for just a second.
Okay. Wait a minute. Why do I smell cigarettes? What? Oh, no.
Hello.
Oh, God. Olga.
It is me.
Where have you been, Olga?
It is I, Olga Pudelskaya.
Where have you been?
I have so many stories. What? To tell you.
We thought you were dead. We didn't know if you had the
corona. No. Olga never dead.
We didn't know if you had the corona.
No coronavirus. Shockingly, I've been held up in a Chinese businessman's house in Pasadena.
Oh, Pasadena.
Well, actually, I tell people it's Pasadena. It's actually Pacoima.
Oh.
It's not as nice.
Oh, but...
Yes.
But he pays for your health insurance?
He doesn't know he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, God.
Anyway, it's I watched the episode. I want to come down and tell you I must reveal big secret. To you and Poodle.
What?
Where'd he go?
This has been a very...
Where did that homosexual go?
He's camming now with other gay men.
Gotcha.
So he's doing gay sex on videos now.
Absolutely against God's will. Heterosexual, homosexual acts.
That, well, I thought you wouldn't want to hear
it. It's a good thing you're not homosexual.
No.
You know, if you ever want to pay with it, with Olga, Olga would let you.
I'm broke. You don't want to fuck me, Olga.
No, I don't want to. You'd have to pay me.
Oh, okay. I can't afford you.
There we are.
Okay.
It's the throat. Anyway, Olga here to talk about one big secret that has been burning, not unlike chlamydia, in her loin. And that is... Olga, and now because the show is aired, NDA is valid. Olga don't care much for contract, but she believes in NDA.
Yeah, she does.
She got sued several times on Russian dating show.
Oh.
So, anywho.
That's why she went to China.
I must tell you the big secret of this season. I was consultant for Lana.
Oh, you were?
Yes. Lana actually took my course. And it was called the Poodleskaya Method.
Oh, the Poodleskaya Method.
Way to trick rich American man into marriage.
Oh, is it online?
It is. If you will allow me, I will give it a plug at end of episode.
Sure.
Thank you. No, because sharing is caring. We have to help each other out.
It's true,
business world.
It's true, yeah.
No. You know, free, I give free blowjob to customer. So, Poodleskaya Method... Lana been student for quite a long time. She get on website, and then she find a rich American man with Lamborghini.
Oh.
Because you know that man, he don't know what gear he's in.
Oh.
So it's the better. You get the more confused one. That's the boy's the best one.
Oh, okay.
So if you find one who looks clueless, then you get involved with him. Then you say you're going to meet one time. Step two, tell him brother died.
Oh, so that's what she did.
Exactly as Poodleskaya method.
Oh, wow.
Because in Ukraine, everyone have lots of brothers. They die all the time.
Oh.
It just happens.
Oh.
So, you know, no one's going to ask, your brother really died? Yes, he died last week. He stepped on Rick.
Oh.
He stepped on Rick and hit in head, and he then had stars in head. Oh. Like on cartoon. Then he fell in hole.
There are a lot of holes there.
No, he dug it. He never been really right.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, Olga brother died last week. It's fine.
Okay.
Brothers die.
Yeah, that's true. But she missed so many other appointments, Olga.
No, that the second appointment, you know nothing. when you're trying to trap rich American businessman, you have to be like fish. You have to be like Ukrainian fish. Hoo-hoo-hoo. You have to pull on line of American fishermen. You have to wind yourself round tree underground. You have to pull them along because you must think that they have won you.
Oh.
Americans need to help. Poor Ukrainian girls. They need to help and they need to win us.
Oh.
They need fight. They need feel like when Olga's mother used to run out and kill large flightless bird in backyard.
Wow,
and we eat for weeks.
Like a dark. Like a dark. So I have
my whole life is dark, thank you.
I have a question for you, Olga, because we've seen Lana did such a...
She's followed Poodleskaya method.
Yes. So one thing I've noticed is that when Lana hugs David, it is very uncomfortable, almost like she's about to vomit. Is that part of your method?
We do intense training place for this. You must be able to show your American stupid businessman rich. You need to be able to show him you love him. So you, whenever he hug you, whatever you think of... You immediately put yourself in brain, and you are on $1,000 spending spree on Rodeo Drive. You're getting lipstick. You're getting this. And you know that little glassy eye look she has?
Oh, she's shopping.
Yeah, she's shopping.
Oh, okay.
She's shopping with his money.
That makes sense.
That's very, very important, Poodleskaya method.
Oh, okay.
When they hug you, you put yourself somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
You completely dissociate from body.
Oh, okay.
We practice this by having them go and hug corpse. We go into mortuary. Uh-huh. We have girls hug corpses.
Oh, okay.
And if they can make it, they graduate Poodleskaya method.
Oh, that's
graduation.
Hug
a corpse and you act like you enjoy it, you're going to hug your rich Berman business bit like David.
So would you give Lana an A?
Well, let's talk about what she does. So, I watched the episode. I was all with her up until the very last point.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying the I don't know if I'm going to get married. So she could probably keep him going another two or three times. But he give her phone. He gave her phone.
Oh, is that unexpected?
No, I was thinking it would be ring.
I was thinking a ring too. He pulls out a phone, and
he pulled out phone, and this is the problem. That should have been it. She should have run out the door, say another brother died.
Oh.
Yeah, because everyone in Ukraine had like four brothers that are expendable.
He's trying to control her with the phone.
Oh, yes. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, everyone. When he give you a phone, your scam is blown. So you need... He no need to know where you are. That's what the website is for.
So
you can only talk on website until they give you a ring. Then you...
Do the thing.
Then you do the thing.
I like it. If they give you a phone, what is that again?
If they give you a phone, or if they call you on the phone, your scam is blown.
Oh, okay. That's a good lesson.
Mm-hmm. That's a good, never give them phone number.
Okay, no. You're a good teacher.
I know. I know so much.
Do you think David is an attractive man?
Well, you would say when you mean attractive. His bank account is. That's all that matters.
Okay.
I see lots of zeros, and zeros beautiful for
Olga. You can get past
Olga.
His weird hair?
I don't see people as weird. I just see them as rich.
Okay. All right.
So she gets phone. So then I say, I'm going to give her a B in the course.
Oh.
This has been very upsetting. I thought she was going to get ring. So she got phone. Then now she's taking him to airport.
But she takes him to the airport and then he comes back.
That was out of nowhere. That was good for her.
That was and gave her a ring. And she
yes.
said yes to the ring. So was that good her like a B+ now?
It's A for effort. Let's say that. But so next step is it because she now has phone, he can reach her.
Yeah.
But she good girl. She record voicemail immediately.
She recorded voicemail immediately.
And in Russian, so no David understands.
It was a very long voicemail, yeah. too.
So, also, there
in
was...
In Russian, so he would yeah. never under... I never noticed that, Olga.
That's Polskaya method. And so, to end this segment, she says yes, he proposes to her. So, I want to plug... If I may plug Pudelskaya method.
I don't think I have a choice.
This is the Olga Pudelskaya method for trapping American businessmen with rich. So you may call 1-999-NEED-NEED-14.
Oh, okay.
And send self-addressed with lots of cash inside to Olga Pudelskaya, care of Poodle, care of... What's the address here? No, just send Raven with money. Raven will find me.
Raven will find you, yeah.
And then you will get, I'll send Raven
get
back.
Like a piece of a finger?
A wadded up notepad with what you're going to do.
Oh, okay. That sounds...
Anywho. So to put it to rest, Pudelskaya method work.
It works.
Yes.
It works.
You get rich businessman in no time. I'm working on a Chinese one right now. It's a great scam.
Oh, well.
Anywho, I will see you later.
Oh, okay.
Dos vidanya.
Bye, Olga. Stop smoking. Wow. Oh, Poodle, you missed it.
My cam was on, so I was going to just get a little cam in.
I know you're trying to. Well,
how was Olga?
She smelled horrible. her hair, I think I had some dried semen in it.
You know that one? She loves those tinned fish. I mean, she loves sardines.
It was gross. Her breasts smelled horrible. Horrible.
She likes the canned fish.
It's like anchovies and like stale Virginia
you know what?
Slims.
Makes her skin look good and her coat looks really shiny.
She was wearing a full-length fur coat. A foxtail fur coat. It's 80 degrees outside in June.
She loves a good full fur. Yeah, but she does walk. Anyway, good for her, y'all.
But you don't have to talk about David and Lana.
Oh.
We covered it all.
Oh, okay.
So that's about it.
Works for me.
I got nothing else to say. Let's move on to Big
Ann
and Bro.
Good for you. Thank you, Olga, for helping me out.
Yeah, because you really couldn't stand
it. It was nice to see her.
Well,
Yeah, for not really, but
sure.
Kind of activated my sinuses.
I need to probably going to have to restraining order because I see her way too much.
Way too much. Let's talk about, speaking of restraining orders, let's talk about Big Ed and Rose. Again, not a lot happened on this one.
There was no Rose. Rose is dead.
Rose is like, sayonara, bitches.
I've forgotten Rose was even around.
The only people I'm really excited to see on the tell-all actually is Rose.
Oh, yeah. Because there are rumors that she was in a relationship with a girl.
Yeah, and they're bringing it up on the tell-all, and I'm here for it.
And the fact that Ed has any leg to stand on with this.
Yeah.
So Ed is home in those gross modeling photos that are all over his wall. I forgot how gross those are to me and disturbing.
It's weird. He's home. He's making a 180 now because suddenly we care about Tiffany, the daughter.
I was going to say, we haven't heard about her since like episode one or two.
Yeah.
We haven't heard about her.
Well, they.
Nor did.
Because she stopped talking to him because he's a fucking deadbeat.
And what made her stop talking to him? Was it just Rose?
I think
there was probably a buildup of things
she
as well.
She said, though, Rose is younger than her.
Yeah.
And it was so quick. And she said, I felt like I was just being thrown away.
Yeah.
So I think there
are probably other issues at work.
I kind of go back and forth because this is something I wanted to ask you. Like, how do we, as children, because my parents have not made, especially my father, have not made great dating decisions. But I see that as having nothing to do with me.
I agree.
Because I'm an adult. Tiffany is an adult. So it's kind of like I feel like my parents have supported me and my happiness, even when I've made, you know, hello, when I tell my parents in Oklahoma I'm going to get a degree in opera, they're like, okay. So I kind of feel like my father, Ed, wasn't necessarily hurting anyone. I mean, Rose was entering into this as well.
I see what you're saying.
Like, I'm just asking, like, I feel like there has to be more.
She made this about her.
She did kind of.
She made it about her.
Not that I want to defend Ed.
But she took his going to the Philippines with Rose and the relationship with Rose personally. So she thought either took it as an affront to her or that he wasn't listening to her. But you guys, if someone breaks... if someone just won't stop on you and they're like, and they say, you're not listening to me.
Paul.
Yeah. But if someone is in your life who keeps talking about trying to tell you how to do things or what to do, mm-hmm. what are you looking for?
Just making sure we have time so our recording doesn't chop off. That's it. I was just making sure we have enough recording time.
Fine.
I was listening.
You don't even listen.
I was.
What'd I say?
Vicky, you said I don't know.
Exactly.
I was bored.
He goes off into a place, you guys.
I've been studying the Poodle Sky method. I was just thinking of a shopping spree.
What is it? Tell me about it.
You know what? I'm afraid she'll kill me if I tell you. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, I need to join the Poodle Sky method.
But if you send her a raven with money, maybe. I wasn't listening. You know what? If there's a dead rat on your door, it means she'll contact you.
Okay.
Anyway, no, but you
she'll
were
just no. I was saying that she made it about her.
Right, she did make it about her.
And
do you think he's dropped her in the past? Then maybe
yes.
for relationships.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I was thinking too. That's really horrible.
Yeah. I think also she's probably had to parent him a lot.
Yeah.
Because he's a man child. But the way he apologizes, then she's not ready to forgive him, guys. So that's why this was filmed, because that you could see that at the end where they hugged, this not resolved. Something happened to those two.
There's a lot of history there, and I think Ed, to me, has probably had a history of, and we don't know what's going on. Maybe the mother was a fuck up. Maybe the mother wasn't. But I imagine Ed has had a history of disappointing Tiffany throughout her life.
Yeah.
That's my...
Yep. In other words, not showing up.
And so...
Not showing up
She
or...
just wants to be loved by her father.
Yep.
And she probably feels like even though he loves her, I think she probably has some abandonment issues.
He's not reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. no, that makes sense. That tracks. But then he says, all of his language is hyperbolic. He's like, you're the love of my life, not exactly. Rose.
When literally he's told Rose, you're the love of my life.
So it's
how, like he just did a switch. Someone it turned it to her.
How can she believe him? Where he talking instead of just sitting down and talking.
Like, I wonder if she first going to forgive him after seeing this season.
Maybe. Let's hope so.
It's just so.
I just thought it was.
It's just bullshit, and the whole thing when he said, "I was selfish. I'm sorry." I flushed this down the toilet, and then he said that same kind of shit to Rose. And then he said, and I was afraid I was going to lose you, and that's what scared me the most. And I thought, no, what scared you the most is that you were going to be alone masturbating to fucking mayonnaise that you had that fell out of your hair watching fucking anime porn.
Oh!
That's what scared you the most is that was going to be your life.
Yeah, he's... Ed's a very desperate person, you guys.
Yeah.
And Ed is the definition of someone who lives in scarcity.
Yes.
If you know that, because you're thinking, when's the other shoe going to drop? When's this?
Well, we haven't. Maybe his father's passed away.
Oh, great. They just
the
started
lawn
my...
people started. Rest in peace if his father is. And I'm sorry to hear that. But we don't know. But we haven't seen anything about Ed's dad. And I wonder. Betty didn't have a good relationship with his dad. And that cycle's continued to his daughter.
Yep. That's all I've got about those two. This is kind of a sad,
it
not
sad.
With a bang, but with a whimper.
Y'all,
this is the way the world
experience,
is.
Most stories in San Diego end sadly. You're drunk. You might have done a bump of something. You don't know what it was. You thought you went home with a guy with an 8-pack. It's really
turns
just,
out he just had a 6-pack of beer.
Yeah. Yeah. And you thought you were in a hotel room, but no, he lives there. Yeah. That's how stories end in San Diego.
That sounds like you've experienced that personally.
You thought he was in the military? Nope. He just had a t-shirt with a flag on it and you were that drunk.
You thought he was a Sean Cody boy? Nope. Mm-mm. Turns out he just worked on the set.
Yeah. But he did do a scene for Gary's Models Emporium.
Not Sean Cody, but JohnCody.com. Yeah.
You know, I was in San Diego once and we were at a gay bar and I remember I saw a real life Sean Cody model
and
there.
I was there.
I
freaked out.
A really hot black guy.
And he was
his
like
name was Martin.
He was like, can you keep her away from me?
That's actually not true because I was too nervous to even go speak to him.
Y'all, you know you've made it when you see when you have some kind of queen. Just like crying, basically. You know you've made it in gay porn.
Let us know if you've ever been Bill Pulwer. No, actually Tristan. You know Tristan has seen somebody he watched.
He's probably went up to him.
Went up
said,
to
I
him.
I love your scenes.
If you fuck the porn star you love, come at us. We want to be in your life. What's that method?
Teach me that method.
That's what we want.
How do I want to... I slept with one guy who had done porn. And
really?
And it wasn't...
I never have,
it
actually.
He wasn't big. He wasn't big in... No, he was big. But he wasn't big. He wasn't famous in the industry.
He had done
one or two scenes.
Yeah, okay.
But I didn't know until I slept with him. And then I found out.
Did he perform well?
It was okay.
He probably...
It does not.
Just reminded him.
He doesn't make the top 10.
It probably just reminded him of work.
And especially because I'm just like changing the camera filters.
Yeah, you're back.
So.
It's like I'm back in the office again. And you're going, fuck me in that lighting over there. He's like, oh, great.
Cut, jizz, print.
Can someone powder my ass? All right, let's talk about Stephanie.
This was another kind of a brutal ending to this.
It was and it wasn't, actually.
Yeah.
I thought, so Stephanie shows up to her mom, and I just have one thing to say. Stephanie drives a fucking Porsche, and
I
made bad choices in my life.
I don't know if that's a leased Porsche or
what
not.
What the fuck?
But
I couldn't watch any of this. I just was focusing. She has a fucking
or
Porsche
maybe,
SUV.
Maybe that was like given to her or something. Maybe her family is more wealthy than we think.
But it's a single mom. I mean, not that her mom can't be. Yep. She's like done it.
You know what?
If her mom is a single mom that bought her daughter a Porsche, then fucking then, go no, get that. Good for her.
I'm going to say it's least. She probably pays $1,000 a month for a Porsche SUV.
That's a lot of money.
But Stephanie's all about appearances. Stephanie's all about how she appears on her website. And that dichotomy has hit her fucking hard this time. And I don't think, maybe she's learned a lesson.
What does my Toyota CHR that I lease for $280 a month say about me?
Don't just tell what you just pay for your car.
Oh, I don't care. That's why I leased it. It's cheap. I'm not a car person.
Anyway, some people would think that's a expensive car payment for a lease.
Really?
Yep. Like a smaller car.
Wow.
So maybe don't talk about your privilege. Oh!
I don't think that. Jenny and Sumit's apartment is more than my car is. In India.
Anyway, so Stephanie, you guys, she hasn't talked to her mom for a couple of weeks. What are you doing? Making a nest?
Sure. They're riding up.
So she hasn't talked to her mom. She basically says that she hasn't come out to her mom. And if you don't have trust, what do you have? Thing is how I barely told anything about myself to Erica.
Yeah. Basically nothing.
I mean, I thought I was the girl on the cam, and it turns out I was just Emily from Grover's Corners.
She is from Grover's Corners.
She is. She's such a prude.
So, basically, it's almost kind of like it's a selfish way, I have to say, of coming out a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's a,
holding, kind of
I need to talk to you about this.
Putting your mom over a barrel.
I don't have anybody else to talk to, and I need you to be here for me.
Right. That's what kind of turned my stomach about it. And they tried to turn it into a kind of empowering moment for Stephanie, and I just didn't feel it at all. No. Like, I'm glad she kind of got her mom, kind of knows who she is now, but it didn't feel good at all.
I did like that her reaction was very, I honestly thought, real life.
You mean the moms?
The moms.
Okay.
And that I think we see a lot of, we kind of hope that parents are going to have with the reactions like
Erica's parents, which were wonderful, yeah.
My mother asked me that. My mother asked me, is this a phase that you're going through?
Are you confused?
Like, is there,
yep.
And y'all, I'm just telling you that now, if your child or a loved one comes out to you, please don't say that to them. You are trying to help them
right.
by saying that, but this is something they have thought about for years or the entirety of their life.
Right.
If someone is coming out to you as gay or trans,
just listen.
Just listen. They are not confused. I'm promising you, they are very sure of this decision. But
because they've thought about it a long time.
I appreciate that her mother said that and
right.
still told her that she loved her. Like, is it? I think it was a very realistic of, we don't always get the best coming outs, but at the end of the day, her mom's going to be there for her.
That's true. And, you know, and the mom basically says, you know, I just always seen you with a Prince Charming. And I'm like, and there's the issue.
Because
you've raised her with that. And then she's taken that on.
Yeah.
And now when the Prince Charming is a princess.
It made me think, or
a prince named Peg.
Yeah.
Who would rather dress as a prince.
It made me wonder if this sexual thing she does on YouTube, if she even wants to be sexual, but if she feels like she needs to be sexual because that's what pretty women do.
I feel like there's a lot of that, and I feel like the person online is the person she wishes she could be. The person online is who was the kind of the fantasy person that she'd like to date.
It could be either. I think that's hard for people that when you put something out on
YouTube.
Sorry,
that's the weed eaters, y'all. The maintenance just started
fine.
Up.
It's LA. But when you put something out on YouTube or even in this podcast, like Poodle and I were very aware of like not trapping ourselves.
Yeah.
So that way we didn't like if. Thank God we could have be still having to do Riverdale.
Oh,
that show was horrible.
Just terrible.
Because you can trap yourself into being this way. And now even if she doesn't want to, well, she makes money doing that from YouTube. So what's she going to do if she stops being the girl who wears a corset and shows right. her tits?
Yeah, or the girl who asks very provocative things or says provocative sexual things.
Because a lot of women that I know, men do this too, but a lot of women I know, every single lesbian friend I have, every single one, they come out and they're like, if they have long hair, within 1 month that hair is yep. fucking short.
Yep.
That's they're wearing kind of part combat of it. Yeah. boots. And I don't mean that as stereotypical.
No,
I mean that like
part of it.
You realize once you
Indigo
come out,
girls.
Fuck it. You can explore whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I came out and I wore nothing but Banana Republic for a year.
Which doesn't seem like a very homosexual thing.
But
in
Dallas,
Texas, yeah.
It was very much about your clothes and you would go to North Park Mall
yeah.
and all that kind of
you
stuff.
You were a fastidious queen.
What kind of stuff did you do when you came out? Although you came out a little later.
I think I wore guest jeans.
Oh.
And I was wearing shirts that were a little bit more fitted.
Do you feel like working at the, because it wasn't, because really I feel like you came out in Texas, but I feel like kind of like me, you didn't really get to explore things until you moved to LA. Cause
yeah.
Do you feel like working at the gay bookstore? I mean, I know you like that job, but that was also like a thing that you're like, I'm a smart gay, because you are, you're smart.
Yeah.
Was it like, I'm going to work at a gay bookstore? Is that like part of your coming out?
A guy
out?
Who I was like fucking around with basically got me a job there. So
wow. Glad that wasn't that deep. Wow.
When I did work there, I started like a reader's recommendation club and more. I did kind of set that kind of store, but I did use it to hook up a lot. But yeah.
Wow.
Does that answer your question? Anyway, this
anyway,
is fine.
They
the mom,
hug,
they hug.
It's fine.
The mom is going to... I'm proud of her that she did it, but you're exactly right. It's kind of like, I need to talk to you. And it's like the last episode of the show, and it didn't feel... mostly because, you know, nothing in the show is not produced, but it did not feel... Like it felt like that we were holding this brother and mother hostage, so she's going to come out
bit.
To them.
Although anybody, it's good come out. Yeah. It's good to come out.
Maybe
but
it's
yeah.
just that we don't like her. Like she has been, she's not been a very. She's inspired quite a lot of hate.
Well, I think she's just not. I don't think Stephanie. I don't think Stephanie thinks about other people a lot.
Yeah,
I think she thinks about
Fair.
Herself a lot and. Maybe that's youth. Maybe that's where she. But I just don't think she does. And I don't want to judge someone's coming out experience. But I am a little.
We were just watching what she showed us.
Yeah.
I think why people react to her the way they do is she's phony.
Yeah.
You're seeing one being her on her YouTube thing, and even when she's doing interviews, she's like. So Erica and I, everything feels like way
very presentational,
yeah, presentational, very theatrical, and I'm used that in the most derogatory sense.
She should take old the Poodleskaya method.
You know, maybe that it would get her like she's like because I think she wants fame like that. So maybe she gets at least some money with the Poodleskaya method.
She does not
method.
Need fame. That's the worst thing for her.
But that's what she wants.
Erica could handle it well.
Yeah.
Stephanie could not.
No.
Someone else who cannot handle fame is Yolanda.
She's like, I'm not familiar with fame.
I'm familiar with fame. Because, y'all, as we mentioned, the camera crew fucking left.
They were like, this is stupid
even
like, to be
this
here.
This bitch doesn't know anything.
And so her daughter, Kara. Sorry, I kept saying Kara because it's two R's. Ugh.
So Kara says, I've been trying to convince my mom that Williams is scamming her. And I literally put, Lord, they aren't even coming to film it. So she hired a private investigator to get some answers. And again, I put in all caps, the film crew didn't even come.
This man is on a computer somewhere.
It's true. So... Apparently, Williams responded to Yolanda. Well, the Williams, he responded to me just out of the blue, saying he was sorry and he loves me. And I think this private investigator, I'm really hoping that he tells me that the Williams is really real.
And this PI...
I want that dick.
However,
They talk to this PI. They tell him all that.
Scott Hunter, the whitest name in history.
And also, obviously, Scott Hunter has been taking the Poodleskaya method for his face. Because he's not showing anything.
Nothing.
Although you do see his eyes kind of flash at one point when she said, oh, he sent a threatening email.
Is Scott Hunter a real private investigator, or is this an uncle to some producer?
This is someone who PIs in his free time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I like him saying...
He probably also does a magic show in Vegas.
Yes, definitely. She's like, she's almost certainly a victim of catfishing.
Yeah, like any idiot could see that this is a total scam.
That this bitch is completely idiotic.
Yeah, and he's like, so, and she tells him the whole story. That's what's along. They talk about all this process, and she even says, and then someone contacted me saying, with a Nigerian address, saying that they knew my address. And then Scott says, did you ask them if they knew your address?
And they was like, shit, I didn't say.
I'm not familiar with an address.
With an address.
Fuck.
I will say that there are a few people on reality television who have come off as dumb as Yolanda. Ooh. She's not going to see. I guarantee you, she's watched this season and said, I come off like a complete idiot.
Do you think she does? I don't think she does.
Really? She thinks she's...
I think she looks like she believes in love.
Wow.
Who is dumber? Lana? Or not Lana. Because David is not dumb. I don't think David's dumb.
David, he's just deluded.
David is deluded and in denial.
Yolanda's dumb.
Yolanda, Caesar.
They're on the same level of... Yolanda's almost even worse.
Okay. I think I feel like that, too. Y'all, let us know. You should do a poll.
Okay. Like, who's the most
deluded? Who's the most deluded? Caesar or Yolanda?
It's tough because Caesar,
do that,
Caesar sent her money.
That's true.
Yeah.
Which we don't know. Maybe Yolanda did.
True.
We don't know.
That was a sad end to Yolanda's story.
Maybe we'll find out. Dum, 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 dum. Is Williams...
Your love is my love, and my love is your love. I just want you to be from Manchester.
I want to correct the key from that, but you sequenced through like six of them. So I just stopped because I was having a problem processing tonally what was happening. If y'all ever see me get quiet, it's my brain when he's singing. My brain is trying to process when he's jumping from key to key, and it spirals like Paul.
He's just over there licking his lips, wishing he had a lip balm.
That's exactly what I'm like. Oh, put a lip balm on. Why are my lips so dry? Oh God, I'm spiraling. That's all I had about them.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hey, Darce.
Hey, Stace. We are not going to do a full 90 Days Theater because we have a gift that we're going to make tomorrow.
We're making a video. We don't have time to do it today because
the world. We
couldn't podcast on Sunday night because
curfew.
We have a curfew, and we're probably going to have another curfew in Los Angeles tonight.
Tonight, probably.
Y'all calling all prayer warriors, sending out to all the cities
lift
in need.
Lift us up and lift all our cities up, y'all.
You know what? We're fine. We're white people. Lift up the people of color in your life.
Yep.
So, but anyway, we're going to have to do it tomorrow because we've got to fit everything in the days now. So,
mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway, but we are going to talk about them. But yes, there will be. I just told Poodle, someone left because I live in an alley by a nail salon, and someone left an old nail kiosk, and I almost I should take that for a theater or somebody, and I thought, Matt, when are you going to use a nail kiosk?
You need to listen to that gay angel.
I should have listened to that gay angel.
Mm-hmm. She's like, okay, baby girl.
Yeah, you need this.
Okay, angel girl.
Ain't quite angel girl. Y'all, come at us if you watch Touched
by... Rest in peace, Della Reese.
When you walk through a field...
Not through a field.
Is it a field, isn't it?
No.
I don't know what it was.
It's not when you walk through a field. That makes no sense.
I once watched a porn called Fucked by an Angel. And it was a big black man.
Did he wear, like, angel wings?
He did.
Wow.
It was really weird.
Full on halo?
And they might have taken my credit card number and overcharged me.
There we go. Anyway, so you guys, Darcy and Stacy, are preparing for their twin show.
I
can't wait.
I have to say, Poodle said this. I want you to say this again about Darcy's segments, because I thought it was
they
so true.
This season, they have been the most thought out, and I understand them all, the whole thing with Tom. They kind of came in near the end, too.
They're very well produced.
They're well produced. The stories track. They're not always the most interesting, but at least they feel real.
They're
not real at all. Everything's made up.
I do think she was in a relationship with Tom. I mean, but yeah. It's like they milked.
I'm saying, but a lot of like Yolanda's segment or that Ed segment, they threw that together at the very last minute,
but
y'all.
Yes,
they
everything,
don't track.
And it's because Darcy is a performer, and I'm telling y'all, this Darcy and Stacy spinoff is going to be the
be
best
so
things
good.
We've ever seen on TLC.
It's going to be so good.
And I'm ready for it.
They're stars.
They're stars. I love them both. We can't even really get into all of this
because we're going to save it.
But
video.
Basically, they go to a nail salon, and we basically find out that that basically Darcy and Stacy, they're here for each other. And then Darcy is a little nervous about Stacy's upcoming wedding because she's engaged to Florian.
Hello. You may hear my voice.
Y'all, if you're a hairdresser and you know a Florian wig, can you overnight it to us? Guess courier.
Please? That would be very happy in this.
Now, if you're not on the Instagram or the Twitter, you can follow us at 90 Day Gays on those. We'll be posting the video on both. So, but... I mean, we really can't do
anything. There's not a ton. She did say, she said that she had been reached out to, because she blocked Tom.
Uh-huh.
And that she had been reached out to by some other guy and his mom. And yeah. Maybe they're just trolling her at this point.
Maybe.
Or maybe he might want to talk to her because he still wants fame.
Yeah, but that is, let's talk about, yeah, that is like, they're emailing her. I think he just wants fame, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's gross.
And he's going to be on the tell-all. And I guess something to talk about, we don't know what. We haven't watched the tell-all yet, so don't tell us. We'll see it next
Darcy
week.
Darcy says it's supposed to be good.
But apparently Tom is pissed off at Avery?
What?
Oh, did you not see what's happening next week?
I don't watch those clips like you do.
It was on the TV. I just watched it.
Yeah. I don't think it's really good to talk about it, but that's fine.
I'm just saying. But it's a good build-up for next. They talk about it on Cray Cray. They talk about
it. So maybe...
Because they use it as like a prediction.
Avery talks shit about Tom.
We don't know, but he's pissed.
Oh, Jesus.
I think that the tell-all is going to be a really good tell-all.
Good. So Stacy tells Darcy she's proud of her strength, and
she's
strong.
It's just Instagram memes over and over. I follow my heart.
But they're at the nail salon, you guys, and Stacy's getting full bling nails.
Full bling nails.
Because of the marriage.
Not that she's getting married anytime
soon.
No,
but she's hoping for a proposal.
But isn't there been shit that's gone down with her and Florian?
Yes, supposedly he was cheating.
But they're still together, right?
I think so. 4.5 years.
So, I'm all for the Darcy and Stacy spinoff, and I am totally down. Why don't we have Stacy on before the 90 days? Let's do it.
That's true.
Why not?
She might not have wanted to sign on.
Maybe Florian didn't.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Well, he was on, but...
Or a happily ever after for them, or a 90-day fiancé.
I think Stacy's happy playing...
Darcy's foil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she wants it on her.
Well, Stacy, if you're listening, we want to see your fucking life.
I think she might have had other issues, though, that she doesn't want people in her. But because there's a thing about her... Sons will even live with her.
Oh.
Or something like that.
I don't understand it when people don't want to just talk about their life, because I just told you about my car payment.
I know.
And on that note, everybody.
That's one of your problems. You never have anything. Never keep anything close to the vest.
So let's pull up our letter of gay. Thank you, Mary, for our letter of gay, letting us know what we're on. Because, y'all, we did the same fucking people last week.
In fact, Poodle.
I did this, no, same initials. I did the same person.
Yeah, but Mary just wrote us a note. I usually check this list to see that y'all filled it in, but I guess I was busy last week because y'all did Aaron twice. Then she just has. So, Mary, it's not your fault. It's ours.
It's our fault.
So we're starting with A and B again this week, Poodle.
Okay.
And we can't do Angela V. We can't do Ashley Bucchioni. We can't do Allie Morgan. We can't do, for B's, no Beatrice Castillo and no Kristen Ball.
Okay.
So would you like to do A or would you like to do B?
I will do B.
Okay, fine. While Poodle and I are looking that up, I just want to remind you, if you do want to see that Darcy video, if you want to see any of that, y'all, you can go to 90 Day Gays on your at 90 Day Gays on Instagram, Twitter. You can also go to the 90 Day Gays Facebook group. That's where all of that's going to be posted. We hope to see you there. And so, you know, if you're not into it, you're good. Also, maybe we'll put it, we'll talk to Jackie. Maybe we can put it this month on our newsletter. If you haven't signed up for our sissy newsletter,
what are you waiting for?
Do that. It comes out usually, I think, like on the 20th or 21st.
Yeah.
Once a month. That's all it is. Last month, you got Poodle's Proclamations. This month, you're going to get
Maddie's Musings.
Maddie's Musings. I feel almost like at this point, Maddie's Meanderings. Boy, that tracks.
Yeah, it does track.
All right. So I'll go first. Because I'm on A, y'all. This sissy shout out goes to. Let's see. This goes to.
Jesus goes. Good Lord.
Goes to Anna. Anna. Freak.
Okay.
Anna Freak.
Okay.
So the A is Anna. The last name rhymes with something on the side of your face. Anna Freak. Y'all, Anna Freak, they call her Anna Freak because she is a freak.
Ooh.
But not freaky deaky like Poodle says. Y'all, she is obsessed with croquet.
Okay.
I mean,
croquet.
Croquet. Winter. Croquet. Winter, spring, summer, fall.
Or fall.
All you have to do is call Anna, and she'll play croquet with you. She will. The thing is, though, is she is a croquet champion, but people don't know she cheats.
Oh.
She cheats because she puts special weights in her mallet.
How does that help?
Because when she hits the ball, it hits the ball farther and faster because it's a heavier stick.
Okay.
And she gives people light sticks. So a lot of people don't know this, too. They don't understand this about Anna. But she fully believes in playing croquet in the style of Haley Mills from the movie Summer Magic.
Okay.
Which occurred in 1902. So she's always dressed.
In period.
She goes to the fucking Gap, not to buy Gap clothes, but just she stands in the windows of Gap in her 19th century clothes with a croquet mallet. And then she puts at the bottom, she has this sign that says hashtag croquet awareness because she thinks it's a tragedy that this sport is not being played.
Especially in the 1902 version.
And now during a quarantine, you could play croquet.
Yeah, social distancing.
You've got to be 6 feet. I'd rather see that than fucking cornhole on ESPN.
I agree. So Where's this going?
So no, I'm just letting you know that if you're walking by a Gap now that your stores are opening up and you see a model with a croquet mallet wearing 19th century clothing... And a lot of rouge. That's Anna Freak.
God bless that.
That's Anna Freak.
God bless Anna Freak.
Anna Freak, that's your sissy shout out.
My sissy shout out goes to Candace Shawl.
Okay.
And kind of like, and Shawl kind of rhymes with what you've got in your testicle sack.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wondered.
Mm-hmm. Candace Shawl. Candace. Here's the thing about Candace, what no one knows. I mean, deep down, Candace has always fantasized about, she does what, you know, a lot of people do cosplay. She does the she does the situation comedy sitcom One Day at a Time play. So
the old one or the new one that's on Netflix and then eventually Pop TV?
The old one.
Okay.
So she loves to dress up like Schneider.
Oh.
Full
on. You
know
what? Schneider had a big dick.
I know. And so she gets those fake mutton chops.
Yeah.
And those, that gross white T-shirt.
And a tool belt. All the time.
Pack of cigarettes in his, and it's like, and then she goes and, hassles women who live in apartments.
Oh, well,
yeah, she just knocks on the door and says, "Need me to fix anything for you?"
Don't know if that's appropriate, but yeah.
But that's what he did.
Yeah, that's what he did.
And so she's doing a little cosplay. She also loves cosplay doing 227, uh-huh. And she does Jack A, where she just kind of goes up to women on the street who are sitting on their stoops and goes, "What are you wearing?"
Maybe.
So she basically dresses up in these full 80s dresses and then goes and tells women that they look awful.
Wow, that's nostalgic.
The last cosplay that she does.
When is this going to end?
Is she goes full on Lenny and Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley, and she drags her dog behind her as Squiggy.
That poor dog.
And so,
what kind of dog is
they're it? Just, they're just, Squiggy is a Jack Russell Terrier.
Okay. That makes mm-hmm. sense.
She even called him that. So, and so she parts Squiggy's hair to look like Squiggy, and he has her in a little Letterman jacket.
That's cute.
And so she's going up there. And
love a dressed up dog.
Then they break into a beer factory because they're trying to find Laverne and Shirley. And then they take Candace to jail, and she's just glad that her husband understands all this and bails her out on the reg.
Candace, you're living your truth.
Sitcom cosplay.
You're doing living
your truth.
Of character
actors.
And you know what? I think that's our first sissy shout out from Poodle. That wasn't something about jizz or sex.
And
good
she
for
gives
you.
Her husband who bails her out a good blowjob at the end.
You tell me the month of June you weren't going to be sick.
Doing the best I can.
Anyway,
just
y'all.
Because you said I wanted to make it worse.
That was the show.
Those were 110% true.
They always are 110% accurate. Y'all, that's the show. We appreciate you so much. We already told you where you can go find everything. If you want to jump on the Gaytreon, you can do that. The link is there. You can sign up for the newsletter on the show notes as well, we preach anything else we need to talk about.
Come at us on Cameo.
Oh, yep. You can come at us at Cameo. Jake is at Jake It or Fake It. I'm at The Matt Marr. We've got merch. Some of you, you know, I have to say, because y'all, we don't make
money from
merch. If
you can dream
merch.
It, you can cream it. It's selling very well,
that
those mugs.
That is the mug to wake up to. If you can dream. Y'all, Father's Day is coming up.
I know.
Give your father, if you can dream it, you can cream it, mug.
Because you know.
If he didn't cream it, you wouldn't be here.
Sometimes he needs that inspiration to keep going. If he can dream it, he can cream it.
Exactly, y'all. He might need that. So you can find all our merch at 90 Day Gays. Just go to the merch folder. And y'all, that we've got a full week for you. We got a lot of shit we're doing for you this week.
There's quarantine. We're quarantined now.
We've tomorrow, got Labor of Love.
There's Labor of Love on Friday. We were recording our Patreon. That's right. The Bicurious this
We've
week.
We've got
Smothered.
So much.
There's like five things.
You're not going to get anything done.
No.
But y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely, lonely, lonely hearts looking for love?
Oh, God. That's the truth. And if you decide that you're going to be an international singing sensation in Nigeria,
call us.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.